Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the Virus Edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two guys, no big surprise.
A.k.a. taking Maldroid buffoons while listening to Detroit's tunes. That is Skreggers, James Skregman. Love you, buddy. Thanks, Thank you, dude, for that. Let's jump into it, because we got a tight one today, but we're going to just fire it off.
Okay. So we've talked about this recently on this show. I can't remember how many episodes it was before this.
Maybe a week or so.
Teachers who don't know how to behave when with their students on a class trip. Always weird, always funny.
We had the guy kicked off the trip in Costa Rica for taking students to a strip club and then like threatening pupils.
Right, threatening and then getting
him drunk. Getting drunk. And then like being belligerent to the class, to the other female chaperone.
And then undressing in front of her, right?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
It's like all things that got people canceled and this guy got like a 3-year ban.
So I'm trying to figure out what might be the issue here with these chaperones and this thing. Number one, I think it's hard to get chaperones for class trips.
I think you're right.
That's a huge ask.
Huge ask.
It's bigger than, hey, man, can you drive me to the airport?
No.
It's like, can I get a ride to the airport? And then can you take my son on a class trip and 8 of his friends
and kind of be his parent
when his parents aren't around, when he's with all of his friends
in a new place and he doesn't want to listen to you?
When the temptation to be bad is huge, even for good kids.
Yep.
We said this before about a substitute teacher. When kids are out of the classroom and in a different city,
they're going to go nuts.
You want to go nuts.
So let's.
Well, I remember when we used to go, when we were on like youth group conventions at hotels.
That's right.
With kids and many chaperones, we would find one moment.
Bless you.
Excuse me. We'd find one moment through in the weekend.
We'd do like a stealth mission and we'd like leave and like go out of wherever we were. Leave the premises. I can't believe we left the hotel. That is the dumbest thing in the world.
It's so dangerous. And then we go to like an IHOP at like some bad restaurant.
And believe you, we were good kids. We were good kids and we still did that stuff.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, it's just insane. We weren't crazy rebels and we were good kids.
We were good kids and some crazy kidnapper could have nappedus even though we were, and we were kids.
No one knew where we were. That's just,
that's a lot of pressure on these chaperones. Okay.
That's right.
Being a chaperone, it's a big deal. And add on to that, the fact that we've all been locked down for over a year.
Global pandemic has been acting as our chaperone, essentially.
Telling us you got to stay in your room every night. Telling us the rules, what you can and can't do.
Keeping us from socializing or hooking up. I mean, the pandemic is really laying the smack down.
The pandemic has made people want to rebel.
And now that schools are starting to go out and function again.
And take class trips, these same adults who've been kept on a short leash for 14 months by their pandemic chaperones.
Even if they're good adults, they're going to go wild. They're going to go crazy. And they can't handle it.
You can't ask these parents, these people to be... these adults to be like the moral compass for these kids. They just want to blow off steam too.
Case in point, this next story.
Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Two Athens area school district employees were arrested in Virginia Beach while chaperoning the senior trip, according to the AASD superintendent.
So wait.
Craig Stage.
They went to Virginia Beach to study the culture there?
I guess was the class. I mean,
I've been to Virginia Beach. What is the class again, Jay?
I think driving while intoxicated, Ed.
Maybe
social studies. I guess this is social, being really social studies.
I mean, it's putting the social back in social studies.
Social studies teacher Christopher Weldy.
Weldy.
And Benjamin Gambrill. Gambrill knows the secret to surviving. Knowing when to walk away from being asked to be a chaperone, and
knowing when to run.
You run away from that.
He's the Gambriller.
He's learning. Gambrill is a learning support staff employee and varsity girls track coach.
Translation, he just likes to watch the varsity girls get ready. Yeah, exactly.
It's never the librarian or the secretary of the assistant principal who chaperones trips.
People get into being a librarian to not have to talk to kids.
It's to tell kids to shh. It's always the girls varsity volleyball coach.
That's right.
Or track coach.
Well, I'm going to say right now, why is it always a man?
Shouldn't always be a man,
yeah.
Should it? And yet it always feels like it is. And who I'm going to say right now is DTF and DTP,
which you shouldn't be if you are a chaperone on
a
kid's
down trip. To party.
Exactly.
Well, both men were charged, and I'm right about that, down to party, with being drunk in public and using profanity.
No, charged with using profanity. Is
charged
that, is
with that, using profanity. Is that, that feels a little bit harsh
is that
to
a,
me.
Is that a charge?
But at the same time, drunk in public, I think, is enough.
That is enough. If you're creating an incident.
I don't know why they have to heap profanity onto the drunk in public part, but
what
it's
is
still...
This? Like, is this Lenny Bruce's rap sheet? Come on,
guys.
It does
feel like Lenny Bruce's rap sheet.
It is.
According to a teacher page, Gambrill also served as the advisor for Students Against Destructive Decisions.
SAD? This is sad.
Which, quote, envisions a world in which young people make positive decisions that advance their health and safety. Okay. That is...
This is really sad, is what this is.
It's sad for the advisor of SAD.
Exactly.
Which, when we were kids, didn't the acronym SAD mean Students Against Drunk Driving? But now it's expanded to Students Against...
Destructive Decisions.
Or you could go with Students Against Dumb Decisions.
Yeah. Like deciding to get wasted and cuss at people in public on a class trip when you're the chaperone.
The dumbest of all decisions. So SAD, quote, envisions a world in which young people make positive decisions that advance their health and safety.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if it also envisions a world where chaperones go wild on class trips and lose their damn minds.
I mean, if this guy's smart, he should turn it all around and use himself as like the SAD
cautionary tale, man.
Hey, everyone.
Tell everyone it was staged.
Planned. This is how I'm going to keep the... I was trying to scare these kids straight.
Like, if I don't get drunk in public...
And they're not going to see
me. How are they going to learn?
If they don't see me in cuffs...
What to do.
Getting charged for cursing.
It's one thing to tell them what to do, but if I show them the consequences of what not to do...
Then how much of a better SAD organizer am I?
I just gave them the most valuable class trip of their lives, I think is what he should have said, but
instead,
he didn't.
What
right, we'll take a break.
We'll tell you what he said on the other side of this break. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Love that we get to do this with you guys. Hope you're doing well. Dog's barking outside. We don't care. Let's jump back into the story because it's another story of
two chaperones got drunk and were cussing in a senior class trip to Virginia Beach, which why are they taking seniors to Virginia Beach?
Again, no idea.
What class trip is that?
To Virginia Beach and there's no reason to do that. Okay.
And they got arrested and it was a big deal. And now the school board, this guy Craig Stage, has to answer to it.
So what did Stage say?
Stage says that he was immediately alerted to the arrest and said that there were a total of four chaperones on the trip.
Okay.
So two other chaperones were not invited out to have a fun
night. Well, they're
not
cool, man. You knew they'd narc.
They can't handle their liquor,
you
man.
You can't handle the party.
How about now, bitch?
Yep.
Who can't handle their liquor now?
Exactly.
The 24 students that were on the trip arrived home on Sunday as scheduled.
Oh, good. So the trip wasn't disrupted at all for these teachers that got arrested.
Four chaperones for 24 kids feels like a lot. They could stand to lose two.
They could stand to lose these two.
School Superintendent Craig Stage tells 18 News that the district does not release details on personal discipline matters.
Suffice to say, these guys are gone. They're out.
I wonder how the teachers' union is going to try and spin this.
Union's going to be like, they were just trying to blow off steam.
No matter how they spin it, look, you got to vet your chaperones better. Or maybe they did.
And this is just all to show you that, like, wild cards are looking for a free trip to Va Beach. That's what's happening.
That's what it is. It's like, again, we go back to what we said at the beginning of this thing. It is very hard to get chaperones.
And so when the A team isn't showing up to chaperone these kids, you're going to get some scrubs.
You got
to
rely on the B team, and you never know what you're going to get when the B team's out there.
You never know what to get when you sniff a little.
You hope they can just hold serve, but sometimes they can't do that.
You're going to go down some points.
The senior trip also had a hiccup on the way back to Athens as the bus that was carrying the students lost its air conditioning and one student had a non-emergency medical issue.
Can we blame that on the two teachers as well?
I don't know. They partied so hard they drank the bus air conditioning coolant.
They're party animals.
Despite the incidents, all students on the trip made it back home safe and sound. The kids had a great time, Stage said.
Okay.
That's not trying to save face at all there, are you,
no,
Craig
you're
Stage?
Not. That is...
What, the kids had fun?
He's staging the response.
Kids did have fun, but not as much fun as the two drunk teachers who got wasted and started cussing at people
in the street. That's right.
But they had fun. Not cussing and yelling in the street fun.
But they had good old fashioned
class trip to Virginia. Why are you taking these kids to Virginia Beach?
I don't understand.
There's no reason to do that.
And by the way, what parents are saying, yeah, we should just do this. In the pandemic, let's just let our kids go on a class trip.
This was a disaster.
I guarantee you none of the parents knew these teachers. None of them were like, oh, good, these guys. Like, I don't know all my kids' teachers now.
No.
So, like.
And you got it. And it's a red flag when someone volunteers to chaperone.
That's right.
That's a red flag. I'm sorry.
And then you're like digging into, like, who is this guy? Oh, he's like the women's
girls track coach.
No way. No way is this guy going to be with my kids.
But he's the sponsor of SAD. He's like the advisor for SAD.
That feels like it's a cover for something else.
Yeah,
that's the way you play it. All right, guys, that's the show, guys. It's a quickie, but we love it. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
See you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.